Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitator and coach Betsy McLaughlin as she delves into different areas of your life to get unstuck and create the life that is truly possible for you. Betsy has changed her life by utilizing the tools and techniques she is sharing with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Hi, everybody. How you doing out in radio land? This is Betsy McLaughlin. Super, super glad and grateful that you are listening in. Thank you so much. And my guest tonight is Chelsea Dozell, and we're going to be talking about business. So welcome, Chelsea, first of all.
Thank you so much, Betsy. What a pleasure it is to be here with you again.
Thank you, thank you. We're so glad you're here. And so, like I said, the topic for today is, what is your business saying? And that might be kind of an unusual question. Like, what if everything has consciousness, including your business? And the next questions I love, is your business dressed to impress? Are you allowing it to be the beauty that it desires to be in the world? Or are you painting it with a thin coat of judgment so it looks just like everyone else? And it's like, say what?
Welcome to one of my very favorite things in the whole world to talk about.
I love it. So before we get started, just a little bit about Chelsea. She has a unique way of working with the elements of business to give them a powerful presence, a beauty, and a voice in the world. And she is the former creative director for Shannon O'Hara and Talk to the Entities. She's a certified facilitator, and she is a dynamic person. So how can people reach you if they would like to check out your website or send you an email? Won't they do that, Chelsea?
Thanks. First of all, shucks, Betsy, thank you. You are also absolutely dynamic. Thank you.
Thank you.
You are welcome. So the easiest way to get a hold of me, I do have a very naked website. I'm kind of switching everything over right now. But if you go to chelseadozell.com, you can at least fill out a little form there, which is sort of the introduction to creative and design consultant, which is what I be, one of the little hats that I wear right now. So that's a place where you can get a hold of me. And then otherwise, you can email me. And that's just Chelsea@ChelseaDozell.com. But ChelseaDozell.com is going to give you the quickest way to get a hold of me. So I would start there, Betsy. Thanks for asking.
Okay, great. And just in case anybody's like, well, how do you spell that? It's Chelseyda. Business, one of my favorite things to talk about as well. And we both play with the tools of access consciousness. We're both certified facilitators, which means we've taken a lot of classes, and we continue to do that because we love them so much. And the contribution that these classes, these questions, and these tools have been for our life, our living, our business is indescribable, really. And so
yeah,
business is a
really
huge
is.
Part of everything that we do. So when you're talking about that everything has a consciousness, Would you talk a little bit more about what that means?
Totally. And thanks, Betsy. Yeah, I mean, this is one of my very, very, very favorite things to play with and talk about and do, really. You know, like, how did I get so lucky to be able to be in a place where I can play with these things and have people that are willing to receive it, you know? Mm-hmm. So everything has consciousness, even the things, I mean, it's sort of funny because you can start down the path of, like, going to these classes and you start to really learn, like, yes, everything has consciousness. And then sometimes in some way, however many classes in or however many books in, you go, what? No, but, like, everything is consciousness? And that sort of, for me, the gift in that came from, like, I had the absolute honor of working with Shannon O'Hara and talked to the entities for about 3 years. And it's all entities. It's all talking to entities, which is another way of really, I mean, entities, ghosts without bodies, but also entities being anything with a definition, you know, table, chair, business, person, dog. Right. So anything that has a definition is in itself like its own sort of separate entity. And, you know, all of those entities have consciousness. And so it's acknowledging that, well, first of all, what is consciousness? That is a massive topic.
Right.
but that it has the capacity to change, know, be, and receive things in its own way. And it has its own energy and can contribute to you and receive from you in its own way. And that's a fun thing to say like 3 times over again. But when you look at what it's like, you know, for a person or for, you know, let's say your body, right? Like you start to acknowledge that the less you judge your body, the less projections you have towards your body, the more it's actually able to show up as it would like to, the beauty it can actually be, the beauty it chooses to be, and not beauty from judgment, beauty in the like vibrancy of all of its molecules vibrating exactly as it would like to. And that is what I love to know and to sort of institute the practice of being with business in that way. Because, I mean, we all, yeah, yes. Pause for a moment. as this is coming out, I'm like, wow, Chelsea, that's a different way than I've even ever really said it before. So, Beth, you must be really good at this or something because you're pulling stuff out of me that I've never even said. Right? And that's when, like, the question comes in and the question becomes so valuable. So, you know, truth business, what would you like to look like? Where would you like to go? What would you like to be? And then it's acknowledged. And in the same way that a dog can be acknowledged, a body can be acknowledged, or a person in a room with you can be acknowledged, it lights up and it has a voice. And then it gets to be more.
Well, I love that there's so many pearls of wisdom in what you just said. And the piece about it having a voice, it's so true. And you can choose to actually have conversations and communication with your business. You can choose to ignore it, and you know, then what popped in as you were talking was when you ignore your business, it gets louder and it gets harder to ignore it. At least that's what I have found. And so it's what would you like to create with truly everything that you are in business with. And when you have businesses or things that you would like to create that you're not creating, how much more can you have communication and communion with those pieces to create things that might not be there right now?
Totally. And Betsy, I love what you said about it gets louder. And like, it mm-hmm. may be getting louder for you, like for everybody that's listening into the future, even the places that aren't necessarily working in your life could be getting louder by just sucking, you know, by like not being generative, by not like if your business isn't making money, what is it actually saying? It's not going in with the agenda that anything is wrong or bad, but if there's
right.
infinite choice and infinite choices and infinite ways of things that can change and you just need to ask the question. It's literally like, cool, well, this doesn't seem to be working. Like, truth business, is this working? No, okay, interesting. So do we need to change track here? Okay, cool. So I wonder, what do you want to be? Where can we go? Would you like to be somewhere else? Would you like to be something completely different? What can we mm-hmm. add? What can we take away? You know, and it's just becomes an adventure of living, involving your business and creating with your business and creating with all the elements of your life, instead of trying to make them into something that you've decided somewhere or bought that they should be. How much more
so
can you accomplish
true.
That way?
So,
you know?
So true.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, and I was actually having a conversation with a couple of clients in the last week about having a definition and a conclusion about what is supposed to show up, who's supposed to show up, what it's supposed to look like. And, you know, like, so all of those definitions, like how many boxes have we put around what actually would like to be there with those definitions? So
dead on.
So what we do, you know, a lot of what we do is the questions we ask get rid of those walls and definitions so that other possibilities start to show up. And that's one of the magic for me of asking questions. And I also ask, like, how many different places am I in conclusion here?
Awesome question or definition here. Oh,
yep.
Nice. I love that question. I love that question. Can you say that question again, Bessie? I really loved
sure.
it. I'm going to write it down.
Yeah. What did I say?
How many places am I in conclusion here?
Yeah. How many conclusions am I making about my business? And, you know, like, how many different ways am I stopping myself with these conclusions? And so in that, by asking these questions, that actually changes the energy of what's going on. So when I find myself, I can't because, oh, okay, so what is the conclusion I have here?
Yeah. And it's funny because I think we've come up with conclusions because somewhere we've bought that all that's available is A, B, C, or D. And
mm-hmm.
so my business is this, so it's got to fit into one of these. And with the business that you and I are in, Bessie, I think that it, which is so funny because, you know, we all go to these amazing classes that expand so much and we learn about infinite choice, but then we don't really apply infinite choice or infinite possibility to our businesses. We go, but it's an access business or I'm a facilitator. That means that I can put up a telecall. I can do this. I can do this, 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 this. And literally it's about four or five things that every person just keeps trying to squish their business into.
Yeah.
And yet if you have a target and you ask your business, you know, what's our target here? If you have a target for your business, if you have a target with your money or whatever, it's like, what's it actually going to take to create that? Probably something so different than the A, B,
mm-hmm.
C, D, or E that you've decided it has to be because it worked for one person. You know, you saw it work for that person. Well, that's what that person's business wants to be. What are you capable of that nobody else is capable of? You know?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's where in asking that, ideas pop in, people start showing up, you know, and it can sometimes, I have to remind myself that it really is and can be that simple.
Yeah. So the ask and receive. Literally,
yes.
Like, ask and somebody shows up to, like, fulfill that. It's so funny. I'm going through the same aha moment the last couple of days.
Yeah, where, you know, I literally was asking some questions and, you know, who would like to host me? Where would that be? And my phone started ringing. And I would like to host you here. I would like to host you here. Hey, would you like to do this class here? And I would like to translate for you. And it's okay, great. So where was I not asking for that? Or what was I not being that wasn't showing up? And so then just simply by asking the question and being willing to receive these invitations and possibilities and opportunities, they start showing up.
Totally. And the more you acknowledge it, the more they just keep coming, you know? Cool.
Yes, it really is true. And then the acknowledgement piece is for me, it's really key, the acknowledgement of it and the gratitude for it. Mm. And yes, thank you. Like, the gratitude is such a nurturing, generative component to everything that I like to create with my business.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so generative too. It's so generative, and it's so the fuel that, like, keeps it all moving.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it all worth creating in some ways, you know? It's so easy to just get so busy and just have to, and move on to the next thing.
Yeah.
Without that acknowledgement and the receiving and that gratitude, it's sort of just like, what is the point? Yes, you're generating and you're creating stuff, but where, like, are you having any of it?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so I will have more of that gratitude, Bessie. Thank you.
Yes, please.
Yes, please. Yeah.
And I find, you know, like, so that place of the gratitude and the yummy and the nurturing and generative, and then I can also be in the other place of, everything stinks, I don't have enough time, I'm doing this wrong, I'm doing that wrong. And, you know, when I put my attention there, of course, what is that creating?
Mm-hmm. I know. It's so reteaching yourself how to be in the world in a completely different way than you ever bought was the right way. Like, it's more ease than most. Like, I'm realizing now, like, the more ease I'm willing to actually have and receive, it's, like, more than I ever. I literally get to a point sometimes when I'm like, no. It can't be this. Life isn't supposed to feel this good. This isn't supposed to be this easy. Is this really, do I really just need to ask for, like, more ease? Like, is that what'll bring the money? Is that what'll bring the business? Is that, oh my God. It's like those fundamental energies that are actually creating all of it. And like, wow. You just said, Bessie, where are you putting your attention that is bringing more of that, whatever it is?
Right.
Like gratitude. I mean, I acknowledge things a lot, and yet, like, the gratitude piece is, like, how much more grateful can we be for everything that's in our life, even if you don't like it?
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's not what you think it would be, it's still, like, a huge acknowledgement that you asked for something, even if you didn't know you were asking for it, and it showed up. Like, how much more powerful and amazing can it get than that, you know?
So true. So true. So true. And I know that we're up on our first break here, and this seemed to me a good place to take a pause for a moment, and let's continue this conversation in just a minute where we're talking all about business today. Thanks so much, you guys, for listening in to Imperfect Brilliance.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
The student asks the teacher, "How do I experience transformation?" The teacher replies, "When the student is ready to receive deeper answers, the student then asks, 'How do I know what deeper questions to ask?' And the teacher replies, 'When the student decides to commit to a practice inviting transformation, level 2 questions will be revealed.' Hi, I'm Tomas Garza, and as a teacher and host, I'm inviting listeners to enroll in the Mastery of Transformation by joining me on Decide to Transform, your bridge to level 2 answers, Tuesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, on Om Times Radio.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I liked kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Hey, you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to Imperfect Brilliance. This is Betsy McLaughlin, your host for this time that we get to spend together. And I want to say thank you so, so much for your emails and your texts and your feedback. As always, it is welcome and appreciated. You can email me at accessbetsy@gmail.com. You can go to my website, creatingyumminess.com. There is a free tools that you can sign up for. We get a series of 5 emails, all different business tools. So it's definitely something that I love to play with, and I'm always looking at different ways that I can make my business and my life easier and more joyful. And that is our discussion and our conversation today with my guest, Chelsea Dalzell. And what is your business saying? So, Chelsea, I would love to hear an example of what your business has said to you.
Well, my business has said to me, it says it wants to be bigger than I thought it did, which is the, you know, out of control thing that now I've had to really look at for myself, mm-hmm. is, you know, being willing to be out of control, because otherwise, you know, you'll just control your business to being small enough for you to keep track of, handle, right? And more people playing with it. And very nonlinear, you know, it's mm-hmm. that, yeah, it's my business is sort of, I think what people would say in this reality is like all over the place. You know, I work with quite a few facilitators on their businesses. So my mm-hmm. business is kind of other people's businesses, as well as the facilitation business and stuff. But there's the kind of common thing is that we, you know, it's really like nurturing the beauty in other people's businesses. And so it's, and I've been trying to project, I should be facilitating more and more classes and more classes, and I should be on telecall, but yet nothing is really, I have a few classes planned here and there, but overall it's just like what's really asking to be created right now, what my business is really asking to support and be is consulting and contributing to others' businesses. Mm-hmm. Which has been really fun. It's interesting, you know, when you just put your barriers down and stop resisting and trying to control stuff all the time.
Yeah.
The easiest path so comes up, you know. It's really amazing how it creates itself.
yes, that's so true. And it's really when you get out of your own way, then what can be created, what can show up. And as you said just a moment ago, it is nonlinear. And I'm definitely one of those people who's a control freak. And, you know, I certainly thought that it had to be this way, and A plus B plus C plus D was going to create what I thought it was going to be or wanted to be. Mm-hmm. You know, so then along comes Access Consciousness and the tools and the questions that just totally blew up my world. And I'm so grateful that it did, because it has expanded beyond what I, you know, my A plus B plus C and my very small point of view and thinking was at the time. And I'm still seeing all the places where I haven't been willing to be out of control and really redefining what being out of control means. And so I would love to bring that piece into our conversation.
Totally. Oh my gosh, that and rightness. My favorite thing has been to try and create it right. That's what I've been projecting at my poor, sweet, wonderful, amazing business is like, I got to do this right somehow. Like, somehow mm-hmm. we're going to get it right. We're going to cross all our T's and dot all our I's, and it's going to be the right way to do business. And it's so insane, you know, because speaking of, like, when your business is being loud or your parts of your life are being loud by just, like, sucking and not really working, mm-hmm. it's so that, you know, like, you'll try and project or push something in a certain direction, and you're like, this sucks. What does everything hurt? Nothing is easy. This isn't that fun. Nothing's showing up. Like, you know, a week ago when I was doing this, this, and this, it was all ease, joy, and glory. And now all of a sudden, this is weird. What's going on? It's like, all right, I'm trying to get this right now, which is just such a tiny way of trying to be in this world, you know? Gosh.
It really is. So anybody, you know, like, what tips, tools, questions can you suggest here for changing the places where maybe you are being a control freak?
I would say, for me, it's been a lot about, like I just mentioned, the rightness thing. So I would say, when things are not showing up, how literally, like, if things are not easy, well, not easy, not necessarily easy, but if they're not flowing and they're not ease and there isn't an element of, like, joy in your life, they're probably not following the energy. And or you're trying to get something right, or you're trying to control it into being smaller than it even wants to be. And if that's part of your life, yelling to let go, to find a question or to clear something, clear a limitation of some sort or somewhere that you bought things need to be a certain way. So mm-hmm. I would start there. First of all, am I trying to get something right here? So if you're we're talking about business right now. My example of, like, I should be facilitating. Where in that is question or awareness or receiving or following the energy? It's not. It's a massive, like, limitation and, like, harshness of, like, what the right way is for me to be. And so I have to – how many judgments do I have to be in to even make that statement? And so, I mean, getting out of judgment, we all know our favorite clearing statement by, you know, Grandmaster Gary Douglas and Dane with Pot and Pock. So I would start destroying and uncreating all of my conclusions, expectations, projections, judgments, points of view, computations, decisions, and definitions about my business, right and wrong, good and bad, pun and puck, all nine choice, boys and yens, the right way to do business, the wrong way to do business, everything I've decided my business should be, that it shouldn't, everything I've decided my business will never be, that it would like to be. And when I start to notice things showing up, like, difficult in my life, I just attack it from all sides. I just pop from all sides, you know? That's my little secret weapon. And it's usually, like, it'll be like a day. I'll be like, that day sucked. I don't have bad days, really. I have bad minutes or hours or, like, the odd one that really drags out this, like, maybe tough or there's a lot of change going on. Mm-hmm. But if stuff's just hard for a day, I look at it really close because that's just not how my life shows up for me anymore, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so true. And before we get too far, in case anybody listening is like, what was those words that she was just saying? She talked to the Access Consciousness Clearing Statement, and it's basically just designed to bypass your logical thinking mind and not make sense on purpose, but and clear the energies. If you would like more information, you can go to theclearingstatement.com, where Dr. Dane here has a great little video that explains it more. And it's so cute. My sister called me the other day, and she's starting to do a little bit of reading and different things. And she calls me and she's like, okay, this stuff just doesn't make sense to me. And she's extremely intelligent. And she's like, you know, the verbs and the conjugations are not in order, and the grammar is terrible on certain things. And I just started laughing and said, I know, and it's not supposed to. It created that way on purpose. And she was trying so hard to understand it. And it's like, what if you actually didn't have to understand it and you just allowed the energies to do what they're doing? And she's like, yeah, my head kind of hurts. And it's like, okay, you know, it's all good. You know, just don't worry about it. And because I've offered to run her bars, which we've talked about a lot on the show, which is an energetic process that really helps release a lot of stuck energies that we have. And so anyhow, it's
just one of the pieces that we are so fortunate to play with. So with, so I just wanted to explain that if there's anybody listening who this could be their very first time. You just never know of hearing anything about the tools that we play with. So with the, so you've got a lifetime of control, points of views, things that you've done, things that have worked well, things that haven't worked as well, and then along comes something different that starts to blow, I think you said these words, blow apart your the paradigm of the life that you've created. So, and then being willing to actually ride the wave of uncertainty, ride the chaos, not know what in the heck is going to happen next, kind of strap the seatbelt and let's go.
Yep.
And then what?
Mm-hmm. Receive and really just relax into it. And this whole relaxing thing is new to me because I also am a control freak of magnitude. And there's just a time to just relax and let things unfold and like allow and receive and enjoy and like relax into stuff. I had no value on relaxing into stuff until I had some really, really cool conversations just now in Australia when I was there for some classes. And it's like, gosh, you know, relaxing into things was just not in my world. I need to force effort and micromanage everything. That's how things work. And I was like, but it works to where I've gotten to. Where do I want to go now? And is this actually required? And it's like, is relaxation one of those luxuries that you've ever really allowed yourself to have? You know, and space. So strap on the seatbelt and then be like, yeah, man, good for me. I wonder what's going to show up. And is there anything that I can't handle? We get, I think, anxious or extra controlling with the like, refined point of view buried somewhere that there's something that could show up that we couldn't handle or something. So we have to like hyper control stuff to going exactly how we want by thinking about it, feeling about it, and actually controlling, like choosing against and for things. Whereas it's like, is there anything that's ever shown up that you haven't handled somehow? And even if you didn't handle it as quote unquote well as you could have, or you wish you had made a different choice, you're okay, man. You're okay. And you'll be okay next time with more awareness and more confidence and more knowing of yourself and more awareness, 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 and awareness. So like, what is the worst that can show up, you know? Well, knowing what you know.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Nope. I totally love these. This conversation and these questions. So you said, relax into it. So for all the people out there listening who are like, what is she talking about? What does that mean? What does that look like? And how do you relax into things?
By like giving them some space and giving them a break. I think, and I say this, I'm like very cute because I say this, but for anybody that knows me, they're like, when do you ever relax? I'm working on it, guys. Okay. I'm working on it now that I told Betsy because I have to now. it's just like, you know what, it's putting your barriers down for one. And for probably a lot of the people, a lot of those brilliant seeking people that are listening to shows like yours, Betsy, and I know there are tons of amazing listeners that you have. How many of you guys are just like so hyper-focused on what you're creating and why you're creating and what's going to be created next and how is it going to go and this and this and this. And like, if it's not in your mind, even if in your, you know, your obsessive compulsive creating, which is amazing because we're massive creators and breathing, how does relaxation actually look? Breathing and like just giving yourself a beat, you know, give yourself a beat, go for a walk, give your body some space and be in your own reality for a bit, just kind of hang out there and maybe make some assessments of like, wow, like where acknowledgement, like Betsy, you just, we were just talking about, you know, like to me, it's just like acknowledging mm-hmm. for a minute what's been created already.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
And putting those barriers down and just hanging out and receiving and just giving your body a little bit of space.
Well, and as you were describing all this, I could feel kind of just, I started melting a bit. And that's way more productive, right, than your shoulders tensed, you're feeling like you're under the gun and, oh my God, I have so much to do. And so one of the things that I do is I tap into the people listening and I can pull questions from them. And so one of the
cool.
questions that I'm hearing is, okay, how do you do this? So like, what do you do when you have deadlines and you have things you have to get done? How do you relax then?
Expanding out, I think, would be my, that's what I mean, and I'd love to hear actually, Betsy, because you have a really, I've always loved the energy that you are with space. Like, you're, there's such a, like, cool, there's, like actually, like, to me, a really nice sense of relaxation in your world and space, and, like, there's just, like, an ease. But, oh, gosh, it's beautiful. You're welcome, and thank you for sharing it with me. But for me, it's, I expand out because to me, I've never noticed that getting dense, intense, and really like electric and charged and like tense has ever created more, even
mm-hmm.
though that's my autoresponder for a lot. And it probably is for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Shit just happened. I got to do something. And like, when has that really ever worked better than, okay, now what?
Right.
You know?
So true. And, you know,
so what do you do?
Right. Taking that step back and like you just literally took that deep breath. Like, oh, right. Okay. And one of the things that I loved is like, will this actually be as urgent and as important as I'm making it right now in 5 years? Is one of the
yeah.
questions that I'll go to. Like, oh, maybe it's not quite as, you know, life-threatening as I'm thinking it is right now in this moment.
Oh, I love that. Wait a minute. Oh, so true. I'm like, what is that, you know, when you go in? Oh, till then, till after the break.
Stay tuned, you guys. We're having such a great time today. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I am so loving this conversation today with my guest, Chelsea Dalzell, and we were talking all about business. And right before the break, we were talking a bit about relaxing into your business. And I love that the last commercial during our break was about nature, finding trails, the forest, and like, what a great reminder.
Totally
what a
cool
gift that nature is for us. How many times, you know, you step into a trail, a park, the ocean, a lake, and your whole body just goes, ah.
Just tapping into that energy is actually relaxing me. And how, like, it's so free. Nature's right there, you know? It's not like another course you have to go buy or something you need to learn. You get to just have it and receive from it. And then, I mean, gosh, and what can that contribute to people's business and the way that they are with their lives and the way that they are with creation?
Mm-hmm.
You know, nature never runs out of things to create or, like, worries about money. So I wonder what we can learn from nature.
I wonder, yeah, what is nature just telling us all the time that we're not hearing? And bringing that, the piece of nature in, so when there's things going on that we as humans have decided are bad, like storms, hurricanes, tornadoes, fires, earthquakes, what is actually, you know, like what other things are possibly going on besides everything that we've decided is so bad and horrible?
Yeah.
And, you know, so those are even just different questions that we can ask. And how could those questions be applied to our lives, our business? And so wherever we've decided something is bad, is horrible, is the worst thing ever, what other questions could we actually ask that could shift our perspective?
Yeah, totally. And away from judgment, away from the rights and the wrongs and the goods and bads and that super narrow, you know, what are the six possibilities, right, wrong, good and bad,
mm-hmm.
Four, you know, like there's just such, there's so many more colors to that rainbow, you know?
Oh, so true. They're so true. There is a huge, huge palette of colors of possibility, and we can tend to go to the same colors over and over and over again.
Totally.
For any of you that might be artists or play with, you know, crayons or coloring pencils or watercolors, like, you have your favorite colors. So what if you actually colored with something different?
Totally. The one thing, too, that I love that you brought up is with nature is, like, you know, following your awareness of, like, is it, like, does what nature, like, does, is this working? And does nature work? Like, and it sounds like such a weird, basic way of looking at things. But as you travel through your life and your business, especially, it's like, it truth is this working? And working not like survival, but working like, is this working as well? Like, we all know what it feels like when our life is really working for us. You know, and it feels actually like some of those energies that you just brought in with the nature conversation, Betsy. It's like, gosh, is it working? Like, overall, if you tap into nature, does it work? Yeah, man. It has, it's like, from what other people, like you noted, it can be terrifying and intense and all of those things. But as a whole, it's, you know, it's peacefully working quite well. And, like, what can we learn from that to just, like, harmonize our business and our lives to just work for us instead of making it all survive and, like, going to worst case scenario and pushing through? It's like, what's it just going to take for this to work better? And it just might be choosing things that you've never been willing to choose before or noted that are possible for you to choose before. And it just could work so much better, you know. Life can be so much easier.
Well, and we started touching on this a little earlier, where is it really this simple? Can it really be this easy?
Yeah, and I love when you brought in nature just now, Betsy, because it actually epitomizes everything that we were just talking about. It's just like that is like tap it, like when you said walk into an ocean, and it's like, business can be that easy. You have to be willing to make choices really quickly. You have to be willing to pivot. You have to be willing to, like, you know, realize where you're going into a place that may not be working or that you're going into judgment. But it is possible, you know, it is possible for things to be that easy. And, like, do we really know that? Or are we functioning from a place where it can't ever be that easy? And that's where we're creating from. and therefore that's what's showing up.
Love, love, love this conversation. I could talk about this all day long.
I know, me too. And so we'll get a glass of wine, and we can just like chat over your radio show for the next couple of hours. You just have to bump everybody else off.
There you go. All right.
There you go.
Mr. Producer, you can make that happen, right?
We've rewritten the whole radio schedule now. Sorry. Betsy Chelsea, long time, 24 hours a day, show on creation with the universe.
There you go.
You're welcome, everybody.
So, you know, what would you like to create for, you know, we're in a new millennium, new 2020, and there's been a lot of significance placed on 2020 and the new year. So what would you like to say about that?
I think what would like to be created through you this year, what will be the path of least resistance, ease, joy, glory in business, and that is, like, this is going to sum everything up, Benji, you're going to love this, is, like, getting out of your own way, being out of control, and really asking the question, what wants to be created through you? You know, if there was no right and wrong, what would want to be created through you? And doesn't that just feel so much easier than the to-do list that you have of ways to get your business right this year, or your body right this year, or your relationship right this year? What wants to be created through you this year? That would be so easy and so abundant and fruitful.
Yes, please. Yes, that.
And
I've put stickies. I have stickies on like the side of my computer, reminding me of these kinds of things. You know, and even that question: can it really be this easy?
I love that question, Betsy. Thank you. Yeah, I love that question. I'm going to write that on my post-it, because my post-it is going to be next to my bed.
There you go. And
there you go.
We like to make things harder for ourselves than a lot of times it actually is. And what we'll do, too, is, right, we go in our head, and we've already decided, I know I do it all the time, and I do a lot of facilitation where – you know, we've decided something, so we choose to not do something because, and then we've played out the whole entire scenario in our heads and all the reasons why and all the things that are going to happen. And then we don't.
And then they do. And then you're like, see, I knew it was this hard. And you're like, it's hysterical.
It is.
We're so silly, you know, and like you said, gosh, we can go through all the classes and do all of the reading and do all of the stuff, and if we're not choosing it, if we're not really placing a value and an importance on ease for ourselves and kindness to ourselves and the life that's worth living for us, there is no point to any of it. It's like, why bother?
And the cool thing is you can start right now, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, you can start right now. You can add more, you can choose different, you can, you know, pick up the phone and make a phone call, something you've been avoiding, there's endless possibilities and choices available. And so everywhere that you might have decided that there isn't, what could you choose now?
Brilliant.
Thank you. And how there's cool. Just like so much space. And so in that space, what could you create? And what could you create and allow yourself to create that maybe you've not allowed yourself to even entertain the idea of before?
Yeah. Cool. That's so much more fun than you think you're capable of creating.
Yeah. And so every time you hear yourself saying, I can't because, or, you know, this will never work, or whatever the things are that you might say to yourself that you actually stop, what if you picture a big, red, giant you know, button, like that. If you guys are familiar, there's certain parts of the world that have staples.
Yeah,
that's a, you know,
that's exactly what appeared to me too.
Right? So there's this big, yeah, huge red button. You know, so what if you had that big red huge button and you that had said the word stop it on it, you know, and it was like your stop it button. So as soon as you find yourself judging, criticizing, all the telling yourself all the reasons why, all the reasons you suck, like whatever it is that you're doing, hit that stop it button. And then what could you be you choosing, saying, creating instead of going down that, you know, that road, that rabbit hole that you've been down a billion times, you know, before, and choose something different.
Love it. Yes, the easy choice. Thank you, Betsy.
You're so welcome. So with stopping it and choosing something different, truly, what can show up now?
Yeah. What's actually possible?
So you talked a little bit earlier about relaxing into things.
Yeah.
And the other piece that was kind of tugging at me to bring into this conversation was, along with the ease that we've talked about, the gratitude, the joy, relaxing into it, what about actually talking a little bit about pulling the energies to you and being that invitation energy?
I love that. So what and who, you know, if you can get a picture, or not a picture, if you can get the energy of what it is that either wants to be created for you or what you know is possible, you that is light, you know. And I say what wants to be created by you or whatever, I kind of jump back and forth there because sometimes we have a point of view in our head of like what we should create or we want to create. And so get clear on what it is you're actually asking for energetically. And then you have that. And whether it's just the energy of whatever, of a successful business, whatever that is to you, and or the myriad of other things it could be. And then who, what, where, and who can contribute, what can contribute, what can you, what conversations do you need to have, what information do you require, and like what, I don't know how weird to get here, but like, what can you activate in the universe that can contribute to the actualization of that? We call them elementals, is one of the really fun topics in access, but it's like, who, like what's out there that can contribute? What information, who is out there? What beings, you know, like what wishes also for this to be out there in the world? That will that can contribute to the generation of it and the actualization of it. It'll make it come into fruition easier than you think is possible. And then let's pull all of those. And that pulling for me is almost like an activation. It's sort of like pulling and also being like, turn on, you know, any and all of the people that you've ever met, you know, in this lifetime or millions of others or all, you know, all of the, everything. And just activating that in them of like, hey, yeah, I'll have this now. Because if this wants to be created through you or it wants to be created in the world, then if you're probably not the only one that's going to benefit from it or receive from it. And so who else is asking and who else can contribute? And would you be willing for stuff to show up in such a magical, magical way, way beyond anything you've ever seen? And if so, how much faster and how much more fun can all of this be? And let's just pull it in, you know, pull and activate and pull and ask for the world to contribute and ask for anything else that will, that's willing to receive this and have it to contribute to, even if they don't know that they are.
I love that. And it really can be that simple, that quick, and that easy, you guys, like just thinking about it. You don't have to literally, you know, find a rope and pull something. It's
yeah,
it's an energetic thing that we're doing and tugging at the universe and asking the universe to contribute to us, asking all of your teammates and, you know, everything in the universe to be your co-conspirators and your collaborators on creating beyond what we can, literally what we can even put into words.
Yeah. Cool. And being willing to live with the magic. Well, would it, you be willing to receive the magic? You know, would you be willing to know and trust magic can actually be there for you?
So true. And, you know, I'm sure for everybody listening, they can think of times in their own lives when magic has shown up. Oh my gosh, I totally lost track of the time. Chelsea, thank you so much for this amazing...
That's when you know you're having a good time.
Right? Thank you so much for this amazing conversation and playing with us, and I hope you will come back and play some more.
Anytime, Bessie. Thank you so much. This has been a really, really good time.
Awesome. You guys have a great week. Chelsea Dalzell, thank you again. You guys can check her out on Facebook, the internet. Same for me, and just go have fun creating anything you've created so far. Bye guys.
Thanks guys. Bye.
Bye.